What's up, Anchor? Kaylee Chella checking back in with today's top stories. Paul Manafort's longtime deputy told jurors Tuesday how he spent years disguising millions of dollars in foreign income as loans to lower the former Trump campaign chairman's tax bill. Rick Gates, the government's star witness, recounted how he and Manafort used offshore shell companies and bank accounts in Cyprus to funnel the money, all while concealing the accounts and the income from the IRS. During his second day of testimony in the financial fraud trial of his former boss, Gates said, quote, "In Cyprus, they were documented as loans. In reality, it was basically money moving between accounts." Prosecutors summoned Gates, described by witnesses as Manafort's right-hand man, to give jurors the first-hand account of a co-conspirator that they say helped Manafort carry out an elaborate offshore tax evasion and bank fraud scheme. Manafort's defense attorneys have sought to paint Gates as an embezzler, liar, and the instigator of any criminal conduct. They have several times tried to impugn his credibility before the jury. Gates walked into a packed courtroom a day after he calmly acknowledged having embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars from Manafort and said the two had committed crimes together by stashing money in foreign bank accounts and falsifying bank loan documents. Manafort and Gates were the first two people indicted in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into potential ties between Russia and the Trump campaign. But Gates pleaded guilty months later and agreed to cooperate in Mueller's investigation of Manafort, the only American charged by the Special Counsel to opt for a trial instead of a guilty plea. Gates, who said he has met with the government 20 times ahead of his testimony, is expected to face a bruising cross-examination later Tuesday as defense lawyers try to undercut his credibility and pin the blame on him. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced Tuesday that he's considering taking the electric car maker private, causing the company's stock to spike. In keeping with his unorthodox style, Musk made the out-of-the-blue announcement in a terse tweet. He said he may take the company private at $420 a share and already has secured funding. Musk tweeted, quote, "Am considering taking Tesla private at $420, funding secured," following up with good morning and a smiley emoji. His tweet came hours after the Financial Times reported that Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund had built a significant stake in Tesla Inc., but it was unclear if that was the funding Musk was referring to. The Financial Times, citing unnamed people with direct knowledge of the matter, said Saudi Arabia's public investment fund had built a stake of between 3 and 5% of Tesla's shares. The company's shares were up more than 5% at more than $360. Wildfires tearing through trees and brush, rampaging up hillsides, and incinerating neighborhoods. Twin fires in Northern California, still being treated as one, are the largest wildfire in state history, and by Tuesday had scorched 455 square miles, nearly the size of the city of Los Angeles. The Mendocino complex was still growing as it broke the record set last December. The Thomas Fire killed two people, burned 440 square miles, and destroyed more than 1,000 buildings in Southern California before being fully contained on January 12th. The Mendocino complex, which is 30% contained, has been less destructive to property than some of the other wildfires in the state because it is mostly raging in remote areas. But officials say it threatens 11,300 buildings, and some new evacuations were ordered over the weekend as the flames spread. Hotter weather attributed to climate change is drying out vegetation, creating more intense fires that spread quickly from rural areas to city subdivisions. Climate and fire experts also blame cities and towns that are expanding housing into previously undeveloped areas. More than 14,000 firefighters are battling more than a dozen major blazes throughout California. State Department of Forestry and Fire Protection spokesman Scott McLean said, quote, "I can remember a couple of years ago when we saw 10 to 12,000 firefighters in the state of California, Oregon, and Washington, and never saw the 14,000 we see now." Crews made progress over the weekend against one of the two blazes in the Mendocino complex with help from water-dropping aircraft. But the other one is growing after spreading into the Mendocino National Forest. Meanwhile, a new fire erupted south of Los Angeles in Orange County on Monday and quickly spread through the chaparral-covered ridges of the Cleveland National Forest. Farther north, crews gained ground against a deadly blaze that has destroyed more than 1,000 homes in and around Redding. That is nearly halfway contained. The wildfire about 225 miles north of San Francisco started more than 2 weeks ago by sparks from the steel wheel of a towed trailer's flat tire. It killed two firefighters and four residents and displaced more than 38,000 people. Officials began allowing some residents to return to their neighborhoods, but tens of thousands of others were still evacuated. This has been a report by Kaylee Chella for Anchor. To stay up to date, follow us on Twitter at Anchor, or you can follow me at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. Chella out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.